Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Alan Levy's show on Blog Talk Radio. Very excited to be with you tonight, and I want to wish everyone a terrific summer or end of the summer. And it's really exciting to be here tonight, and I'm very much looking forward to it. It's been a couple of weeks since I've hosted the show on Blog Talk Radio. Last week I was out in the hinterlands of Long Island, out in eastern Long Island. And it was quite interesting because I was in a place where we had no landline, no cell phone, no barely internet access, and we had no VoIP phone, of course. So I was really running in a tough spot over there. I didn't have access to much in the way of communication, except the old-fashioned kind talking, which isn't bad either in person. So we're back here now with broadband and connectivity and phones, and hopefully we will have a good show tonight. So we're very excited. Welcome to my show on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to have as a guest tonight Amy Domestico. She's from the BlueDoodle.com. We're going to talk about her site and what's going on. I was a guest on the Blue Doodle, where she did an interview on Blog Talk Radio. So we're very excited about that. We were talking, had a nice conversation. So I reciprocated, and I asked her to join me on my show, and so she will be here this evening. I'll be on an hour tonight, and if you want to call and ask questions, you can call me at 347-677-0649. Once again, if you want to call with a question, feel free. It's 347-677-0649. I want to go over a few things with you tonight, as I do always on my shows, and kind of brief everyone as to what's going on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, we're going to get into Amy later. She's going to be on around 8:20, so we're going to talk to Amy and find out what's going on with Blue Doodle. And then I hope to get a lot of questions and comments, but there's certainly a lot of things to go over, and I want to go over them with you, and changes and comments and feedback we've gotten from a lot of hosts. So I had everything kind of laid out until around 5 o'clock this evening. And at 5 o'clock this evening, actually around 4:30, I saw a show posted to be scheduled to air at 5. It was a show called Say Anything Show. I said, boy, that's not a highly descriptive Say Anything Show. Well, anyway, I went on the show at around 5:10, and the show was live, and it was running. And Say Anything is anything but a minor blog. Say Anything is a blog. The Say Anything blog is a terrific show, and it's actually one of the primary reasons that we set up Blog Talk Radio. You see, Say Anything has around 900 blogs which are linked to their blog, and it's run by a guy named Rob, and he really did a terrific job for the first time on Blog Talk Radio. And the real purpose of Blog Talk Radio, I mean, again, is the word blog. I mean, that's why we see blogs as the most effective medium to communicate, but we think that Blog Talk Radio extends that blog. It gives people like Rob and others, and right now we have about 225 hosts who host shows on Blog Talk Radio, and you'll see that we have around 740 shows in our program guide. But one thing is clear, and the reason why I got into this is that as I started going through many blogs and I looked at them and I saw that they were really cool and they were all communicating their passion, that bloggers are individuals, they have a point of view, and they have a passion about what they believe in. I mean, think about it. These aren't corporations that are blogging. They're individuals. And they're people with a point of view about whatever. There are just so many topics of discussion. Just on Blog Talk Radio, I think on our second or third day, or fourth day, we had something like 25 genres. Everything from politics to blogging to radio to fashion to internet. It's remarkable. And not only did we have 25 genres, we had 25 countries. People set up shows in the UK, in Canada, in Germany, in Singapore, in Japan. We even had shows in Swaziland, which is remarkable, and the Falkland Islands, not to mention that huge country. So you kind of think about it, the blogger has a point of view, they have a passion, and they spend their life sharing their ideas. And I know it's a burden sometimes to blog, and I'm not a professional blogger. I never claim to be a professional blogger, and we blog, you know, once a day, maybe it's once every couple of days, and as we get busier and busier, I hope to actually blog more and kind of profile more shows on Blog Talk Radio, and I want to use my blog for that. But bloggers who make their life blogging spend a huge amount of time. So I kind of thought about it and said, how neat would it be if a blogger can actually engage their audience live? That this individual has a point of view and has a passion for what they believe in, spend an hour a week talking and sharing and communicating with their audience on a real-time basis. Now, let's understand something else. Blog Talk Radio is a podcasting platform. It is. I mean, we have developed RSS feeds. You can get RSS feeds on your podcast. But what Blog Talk Radio does, in addition to extending the blog by allowing bloggers to interact with their audience, is that we extend the podcast. Where on your podcast, you can engage your audience. So who knows where your discussion's going to go? And that, to me, is the beauty of it. And I really refuse to believe there's one Rush Limbaugh, or one Bill O'Reilly, or one Howard Stern, or one Al Franken out there. There's tons of them. So the question I had, and the kind of the thought I was thinking about here, is that if you have these people that blog, spend their life doing it, and have a passion, and we give them a platform, and that platform is Blog Talk Radio, how neat would that be? Well, we really don't know how neat it will be. I mean, we know that people who use it kind of like it. It's got some hair around it, you know, the hairy fuzzy ball or whatever you call it. It's a month old, and we're learning. But I'm very excited by it. I'm happy about it, and I want to thank the people who have helped put this together, and I want to thank the hosts that have been coming out to Blog Talk Radio and being part of it, because, quite frankly, if we don't have hosts and we don't have content, this doesn't exist. So we're excited, and we want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for being here tonight or listening at least on an archive file to my show. Well, a couple of little nitpicks I'm going to say, and I have the same ones that you have. I started my show tonight, and I wasn't exactly clear when the show started. So there's never a better way to find something that's wrong when you find it out for yourself. So we have made changes to the switchboard, which is the cool little device we've created, which lets you know what callers call in. And by the way, those that do want to speak to me tonight or speak to Amy tonight, I'll give that number again later, is 347-677-0649. And we are live. Well, one of the things that we've been asked to do, and we have listened, is that that the hosts want to see on the switchboard an on-air button. It shows you're on air. Now, if you refresh your homepage, which is kind of a pain to do, if you refresh your host channel or the program guide, you'll see that your show is on air. For example, my show is on air right now. If you go to the program guide and you refresh it, you'll see that my show is on air. So that's one of the things that we're also modifying. In fact, there's another show that is on air, and it's a show called The Gay Patriot Report by Bruce, and he's on air. And it's Emmy time, live blogging from the Emmy Awards. See, we have someone coming from the Emmy Awards live. About 2 weeks ago, we had someone from the Apple convention out in San Jose. So here's another live award ceremony that people are conducting their show. Hope people can hear it. But I will not be able to listen to that show since I'm giving you my show. But what we're going to do is two things. One is that we're going to have the on-air button on the switchboard. So when hosts are doing their show, not only will they see when the callers call and what number they're calling from, but you'll see that you're on air. And I think that will avoid some of the confusion that's gone on. Also, if the show doesn't work, if you hang up the line, if something goes wrong, dial back in. And we're going to put some of these tools on the host dashboard, which really is the place where you can set up a show and set up your blog and modify your profile and put in your links and so on. But call back in. If the show something goes on in the show, if you're scheduled to air your show from 8 to 9 p.m. and it's 8:15 and you hang and something goes wrong, call back in. That's your time slot. As soon as you call back in and you put in your PIN number, then you will be on air, which is what we want. Now, a few other things I'd like to talk about. We've been up for about 4 weeks, as I mentioned. We have about 226 hosts. And we're very excited by the diversity of hosts, as I talked about. One of the things that we've focused on early has been comedy. We've got a lot of comedians, and we've been able to reach out to some comedians through MySpace. And to me, it's a perfect platform, well, for many people, but for comedians in particular, I think it's really cool. Why is that? Well, comedians are doing stand-up, but they want to test out the material. What better way to do that than by doing this on air? Test out your stuff. You can set up a show. It doesn't cost anything. You have total flexibility. You get feedback from your audience. You could use the show notes or the blog on your host channel. So for comedians, we felt it was perfect. And we have 33 comedians right now with 115 shows scheduled in the guide. And I see tonight we had Mike Trainor on. I called into the show. He had a little trouble the first time, which is bound to happen, by the way. Let's understand. And I'm sometimes the most demanding of everybody because, you know, I own the company, and Bob and I own the company together. But I'm really focused on this. I want this to work. And sometimes there are problems. I mean, we're in beta. There's a lot of stuff going on the site, as you could see, and we've tried to make it as clear as possible. We're going to do a better job, and we continue to do a better job, but please be patient with us. But one of the things that we're focusing on in order to provide more clarity is that we're creating a forum. We've got the forum just about set up. I would expect it'll be published this week, hopefully by midweek. And that's going to be up. I'm really eager to see that because we've gotten some good feedback. We've gotten inquiries. We've gotten suggestions. And we do implement a lot of your suggestions. And that's the beauty of this thing. And we are listening to what you have to say. In fact, I'm listening to many of the shows. My email is alanlevy@blogtalkradio.com. I'm open to getting emails from whoever, any of our hosts or our listeners. People are curious about what Blog Talk Radio is. I'm also on Skype. You can find me at Skype at Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, the way we've set this up is that hosts, when they do host their shows, can get instant messages from people that don't necessarily want to call in. So if you want to send me a message or a question, tell us what a great job we're doing or whatever. Please do at Blog Talk Radio at Skype. So I think that's an important element, and it's one that as people get used to Blog Talk Radio and get comfortable with the site, get more and more aware of what we've built into this platform. Now, a few other things that I'd like to talk about before we have Amy Domestico call in from the Blue Doodle. And once again, if you have anyone has a call or a message, I'll take some calls at 347-677-0649. That's 347-677-0649. The other day, I posted an entry to our blog called Here and Abroad, and I have to admit, and I've had a conversation a short time ago. Thank you, Amy. I just got a little IM from her. I got had a conversation with someone a short time ago, a host that we hope to have maybe here on Blog Talk Radio at some point. And a while back, I sent her a link to one of my blog entries, and the blog entry was entitled Have and Have Not, Blogosphere, the Have and Have Nots. And she liked the blog entry, and I appreciated that because she is a she is a have. I mean, she is a blogger that has a very big following, and she's well-read. She's terrific. She's great. And if she comes on here at some point, I'll be very happy about that. But the reason why I mentioned the world of have and have-nots is because, to me, I look at Technorati. I see the site. Some of you MySpacers out there, if that's a proper word, I guess it is. I'm not really a MySpacer. I kind of dip my toe in there. But Technorati is the search engine for blogs. And if you go in there and you see at the homepage for Technorati, you'll see there's something like 50 million blogs. 50 million. So there's 50 million blogs, and I kind of wondered, because I'm a business person, an accountant, I'm a numbers person, this and that. It's okay. How many of those blogs are well-read or well-written or even generate enough cash flow to pay for, you know, moderate level of expense? And I guess around 50 or 100. Well, there is, in fact, on Technorati, 100 top blogs. And you know the big ones. Gawker, Boing Boing, Engadget, Huffington Post, TechCrunch is a big blog. These are the big blogs, ones with thousands of links to them. So, boy, those people really have huge followings. Then I kind of wondered, what about the other 49 million? I mean, what's with them? Are they the have-nots? Is this a world of have and have-nots? And, you know, I think it is. And I think it is because the people that have in the blogosphere, and I hope to have people that have, if that makes sense, because Blog Talk Radio is open to all have and have-nots, for sure. We want to provide a platform to everybody. Anybody that has a point of view should be using Blog Talk Radio to communicate that. But anyway, I kind of ventured off into another place. But on my blog, I posted an entry called the Have and Have-Nots, and I encourage you, if you'd like to read about it, it's basically what I just said, but it's pretty cool. But the last entry I had made was an entry entitled Here and Abroad, Blog Talk Radio Here and Abroad. It was on Friday, August 25th. And on Thursday, I listened to two shows. One was a show from the UK, and another show was from Denmark. And I started to think about it. You know, okay, the UK is pretty easy. I mean, you know, we've got the site is in English. We haven't translated it. And, of course, Denmark is large English-speaking population, of course. Most everyone in Denmark speaks English. In fact, they speak around five languages. So it's not a real stretch for them to be on Blog Talk Radio. But they were on Blog Talk Radio. And the gentleman, Rob, from the UK, had a guest on Blog Talk Radio who was a TV personality in the UK, and we had people calling from Denver inquiring about, I think it was the Big Brother show in the UK, and they were floored by it. The people in the UK were floored by it because they had a global platform. And as I sit here on August 28th thinking about where Blog Talk Radio is going to go, I know two things. One is we're going to get a lot of good content, and this platform is going to be validated and confirmed, and we will have the haves here. Some of the haves will be here. And if they don't, it's okay. 49. If you ask me, would I like 49 million or 100, I go with the 49 million. But not to say I don't want any of the 100, because I do. But right now, we've only been out a month. That's the first thing I know. The second thing I know is that this is going to be a global platform. We will offer down the road phone numbers from Germany, phone numbers from the UK, phone numbers from some of the larger countries where we have penetration. But I think in France and Italy, I mean, we'll translate the site to Italian, we'll translate the site to French, but really it's not that huge. Reason being, it's all user-generated content. I mean, the hosts fill in their own data in their own language. Karen Hughes, who I referenced in my blog, her site's in Danish. Her blog is in Danish. Her podcasts are in Danish. In fact, she asked me to put a banner on her blog the other day, and I agreed to do so, but I'm still waiting for the translation because she profiled Blog Talk Radio. I hope it was something good that she had to say. I think it was. But nevertheless, I couldn't understand it. But that's the beauty of Blog Talk Radio. So I believe that ultimately Blog Talk Radio is going to be big internationally. So that's what I wanted to talk about for the first few minutes of the show, and I'm expecting Amy to call in at any time. I know she's listening, and we will take calls with Amy if you'd like. She, once again, is the I think she's the founder or the CEO of the BlueDoodle.com. So, Amy, if you're around, feel free to call me. You can use the same number, 347-677-0649. That's 347-677-0649. So I went to the site, thebluedoodle.com, and I got in a call from someone, T-Brad, was one of the hosts. And T-Brad he was a host a couple of weeks back and actually scheduled to do a show this evening at 10 o'clock, and we hope T-Brad is going to do the show. He did a great job with us, and we're very excited about T-Brad's show. But last week he was out. I understand August is a tough time. I mean, there's not much going on in August. People are away and so on. So actually, Amy's calling in now, so let's see if she's on, and we will pick her up. Amy?
Yep.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfectly.
Cool. How are you
and
doing?
Good.
How was your vacation?
My vacation was very good. It was very nice. It was nice to get away. As I said though earlier, I was struggling with no phone lines, no cell phone, no broadband. Brutal.
Oh, my God. Where were you?
I was in Alaska. No, I was actually in the Eastern Long Island. You know? It's not that far from civilization.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But it's just it's amazing.
Uh-huh.
That Verizon, you know, wireless.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about trashing them, right? You know, so.
No.
I mean, how could you offer service that we pay a lot of money for, I don't know who use, but it doesn't work?
I don't know.
It's rough.
Especially out there, you would think that they would have good coverage out
you
there.
You would, but I don't know. Maybe there's just too many trees. But anyway, it was a beautiful week, but I'm really excited to be back. And I'm happy that you're joining me tonight.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah,
you know,
it's really cool. And you had your show, the Dale show, was that?
The Dalectomy show, yes.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. They're doing it again tomorrow night.
Okay.
They'll be on at 8:30 for an hour, and they're doing a UFO show.
A UFO?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the kind of stuff this guy blogs about. He's an archaeologist. Anthropologist? The anthropologist.
Yes.
And he blogs about all kinds of quirky stuff like that.
And it's a UFO show. It's good. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, it'll be funny. He's a real crack-up.
Well, that's good. That's a good outlet for Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
So tell me about you and, you know, and the Blue Doodle. You know, when did you set up the Blue Doodle?
The Blue Doodle was set up in May. May of this year.
Cool.
Yeah, it was an idea that I had that it was just supposed to be a small group of writers getting together and putting their blogs basically on a website,
mm-hmm.
but more serious writing like poetry, short stories, stuff like that.
Right.
Maybe they didn't want to just showcase in their blog. Maybe they wanted to get a little more coverage. You know, maybe publishers would be reading because we were going to try to showcase everything to publishers and stuff like that. But it took off so well that it just steamrolled. It just turned into what it is now, and we're doing interviews, and we've got a whole poetry section.
Right, I see that. So you've got regular writers,
you've
got guest writers, political writers, and poetry.
Yeah.
And for those of you that are listening, I encourage you to check out www.thebluedoodle.com.
Yep.
And I'll post a banner onto my blog. I'll probably post a blog tomorrow to kind of talk about this, and I'll put it over there so our audience can follow that.
Yeah. The idea just took off, and it took on a life of its own. We've had almost 250,000 hits just for the month of August. It just amazed me. I never, ever thought we would get that kind of response. And what I did was I looked around, and there's really nobody doing what we're doing. There's blogging websites and all that, but there's political websites and poetry website, but we combined everything into one.
Right.
And it's like a one-stop kind of place.
Which is interesting because sometimes if it's too cluttered, then people kind of lose focus. But you apparently have been able to kind of put it all together there.
Yeah, we kind of kept everything separate on separate pages. And we keep an open forum, too. So if anybody wants to submit something, they can submit whenever they want.
Now, do you feed this to other other agencies and other organizations that read some of the poetry? I mean, do you provide an outlet for the writers to broaden themselves outside of the Blue Doodle?
We just started to look into spreading. You know what? It's been word of mouth, really.
Right.
It's
been
word of mouth.
So much content that I think that ultimately you're going to find people, magazines and others, are going to want to reach out to you and
exactly.
Say, hey, you know, we saw some pieces, some writing on your site, and who's this writer? And
yeah.
That's when it's really going to also blow out, because I think that's a great idea.
We had a publisher, it's actually 13 publishers on one website, take note of the website itself and want to link up with us, and that was about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I just joined, it's called writerscafe.org, and that's another writer's website, but it's more like a MySpace without all the rigmarole. It's just for writing.
Right.
And there's a lot of publishers and published writers and editors and agents on that website. So I joined that, and it's I'm finding our banner all over the web. It's just been amazing. You know, we give the writers their own banners.
Yes.
To give out to people, and you know, their friends add them to their pages, and
like we do with Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just wonderful.
Now, are you a novelist? Like, what's your background?
Marketing.
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 Okay.
I was in marketing for 12 years with ADT, the alarm company.
Oh, that must have been exciting.
Yeah, and I'm home now, and I see.
Marketing and an alarm company.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
ADT, it's you know marketing. You're in the business.
Yeah, I know.
And once you get it in your blood, forget it.
Well, I'm an accountant.
Oh, are you really?
By training, yes.
Okay.
And now I'm Internet Web 2.0 entrepreneur. But I don't worry about marketing. That's why it's great, because Blog Talk Radio, all the content is generated by others. I just have to kind of do these shows and let people know what's going on, and the real content is what happens on Blog Talk Radio by itself.
Exactly, and that's basically what's happening with the website.
Right.
People are getting their own pages, and they're passing the word along, and before you know it, you know, we've had 250,000 hits. For
That's
one
terrific.
I was so surprised. I didn't know what to expect. I was happy the first week. I think we had, 500 hits or something like that.
Yes.
I was all happy. And we got lucky. It was our first week up. We got an interview with a rock group called Blue October, and they're pretty popular.
Okay.
And it went along with the whole Blue Doodle theme.
Yes.
And they put us on their website. And we were the first link on their website, and we're still up there. We're like the second link now, and we've got a lot of hits from them. And we interviewed – who else did we interview? We interviewed Nathan Timmel. He's a comedian. He's on there now. And then we interviewed that Alan Levy guy.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That must have drove – so before my interview, you were probably around, I don't know, 80,000 hits, and after it, you're, you know, about 250,000.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've hit envy, you know, hit envy. I don't actually know. I don't have the data on mine, but, you know, but I think you have, I mean, I think Blog Talk Radio is actually a perfect platform for writers and poets. We had a poet on, and I've been trying to track him down. One of the first hosts that became a host on Blog Talk Radio in the first couple of days was a Katrina poet.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, and it was called Helican. Hellicane, set up a show. You know, at that time, we didn't even archive. We were literally 3 days old. TechCrunch came out and blew us out and gave us a great review, and we've got tons of hosts, and we had traction.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, but we met, and I'm trying to track him down, because I thought it was just so cool that he was doing poetry, and what a nice opportunity. You get on, you read your poetry. Now, not everyone likes to talk,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I don't know about writers. You know, a lot of them maybe feel more comfortable just writing and not speaking.
Well, they've got this new, I don't even know if it's a new type of poetry, but it's new to me. It's called spoken word.
Yes.
And we actually have a guy on the Blue Doodle called Lamont Carey who does a lot of spoken word poetry, and he's got a couple of CDs out. And he's writing with us now. He submits once a week. And
I see that here, spoken word artist.
Yep, and he's going to be on HBO's The Wire this fall.
Well, that's great.
Yeah,
well, maybe he would be interested on doing on Blog Talk Radio.
He may, because I know he's doing something on another radio station. He's in the D.C. area, and I know he's doing something locally down there. I'll have to let him know. He's been very busy with the new he's doing a one-man show now.
Right.
I think he's going to the Virgin Islands or something like
that.
Well,
this is the beauty of this. You know, again, he could be down in D.C., but if he's on Blog Talk Radio,
he just call in.
You could hear it anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
You know, he can be in the Virgin Islands, he could be in L.A., he can be wherever. Once again, if there's anyone calling with a question for Amy, it's 347-677-0649. And Amy is this, I guess you're the founder or the co-founder of the Blue Doodle?
I am the founder, and I've had a lot of help from everybody, so it's been a group effort.
Right. And how's Dale? Is he just one of the other writers there?
He's a writer. He's been a huge help to me as far as the website goes,
mm-hmm.
and he's the one who's doing the radio show. I just can't devote that much time. I couldn't devote that much time to that and the website itself, so he's kind of taken that off on his own, and
mm-hmm.
and I'll be on once in a while just to break his chops a little bit.
Yeah, why not? Hey, you could always call in and break his chops.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. So it's been good. Yeah, he's been a huge help. We have John Boy. He's the crazy comic. He's a comedian out of Ohio. He's writing for us. He's got a couple of books out. I was talking to him about your radio show, too. He was interested.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. You know, if we can profile any of these people, we will. And, you know, I mean, I see it as a perfect application for writers and poets. Again, comedians trying to work out material, but I would be very interesting to see some writers get up and talk about their books, and we can promote it, and I think it's really cool. So where do you plan on taking Blue Doodle? I mean, what's your objective with this site?
My objective is to be the biggest literary website on the web.
Okay.
Basically.
And who are some of the ones that you compete with that you're targeting to dominate,
well,
to destroy?
You know what? I don't.
Oh, you don't use those
any.
Terms. You don't use those terms.
We don't have much competition. So I guess we are. We're
right.
The biggest.
But other, so is that so? So you are the biggest literary.
You know what? I'd like to be a household name, not me, the Blue Doodle itself.
Yes.
You know, like Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
You know, everybody's sitting around talking about going, hey, did you read the Blue Doodle last week, or did you
yes.
listen to Blog Talk Radio last
week? I know. It's like creating a new medium.
Absolutely.
That's what I think, by the way, Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to do a post on it. And I think it is a new medium. I mean, I think we're creating a new medium. And I think you're also creating a new medium.
Yeah, it's been an interesting experience, very interesting.
You're giving these writers the ability to express themselves. You're giving them a platform. They're helping you achieve your goals. So I think it's really cool.
Yeah.
So, and I want to thank you for joining me tonight.
Oh, thank you.
And this went well. You were a little unsure.
We're very new.
You're very new.
Like you.
Well, we are too. We're newbies.
We're very new, and every week that goes by, we're doing something new, and that takes me by surprise that I never thought we would do. So the whole thing's been wonderful.
Well, I think. I agree. I think it's been great. You wouldn't even have the word beta on your site. At least when we kind of mess up a little, we have the word beta. We can refer to the logo. And I say to people, you see the logo? It says beta. It says beta for a reason. So we'll be in beta for a bit, but we're continuing to get the people in. We get good content, and we get hosts. And I'll tell you, if there's ever any writers that you want to, that you especially like, you know, refer them to me.
Absolutely.
And we'll profile them on the homepage. Maybe we'll do something special. We'll do like a Blue Doodle, you know, we'll do a series one night of shows focused on Blue Doodle hosts and things. I mean, we can do that stuff.
Absolutely. What I like about it is it's people are blogging and they can interact rather than leaving a comment 2 days later.
Yes.
And then coming back another 24 hours later, they're able to comment right then and there.
That's the beauty of it.
Absolutely.
That's why, and that's what to me is the most compelling thing about Blog Talk Radio. You've hit it right on the head.
Because you're reading something, you go, oh, I wish I could tell this person this, and then you're writing it down, and you don't know when they're going to read it, and
right.
It's right on Blog Talk
and here's
Radio.
That's correct, but there's another thing. I had my show planned to discuss topic A, B, C, and D. Well, you and I have just talked about E, F, G, H, I.
Yes.
And because we're interacting and we're talking and people are listening,
absolutely.
You could take conversations in a whole other way. They're much more informative, much more interesting. And blogs, of course, they're set. These are the four or five topics that I want
to
do.
Yeah, you take it to a whole new level.
Right.
Yep.
And what we're hoping to do, and we're going to see if we can do that, actually I have a call coming in, and maybe we'll take that call while you're on,
mm-hmm.
is to convert text to speech,
yep.
Speech to text. So well, you've got the blog show, and you do your hour show, we're going to convert it for you, and you can use that, if you're a blogger, in the form of a future blog entry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the conversation may be going in a way that's helped, that's another day's entry.
Right.
And I think that's one of the things bloggers struggle with most is time.
Really?
So
yeah.
I know you're not a blogger per se, but that's what I'm going to try to work on. But hold on a second. Let's see if we got someone here.
Go ahead.
Hi, you're on Blog Talk Radio with Amy Domestico.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. Amy, is this the UFO show?
Is that dialectomy?
Is that some sort of surgical procedure, by the way, a dialectomy?
Where are you getting removed?
Well, you take out the lack of sense of humor, and you actually gain one.
Oh, so you're removing the sense of humor. So why don't you tell everyone who you are?
Oh, I don't want to promote myself on your show, Alan. I just came in to be annoying.
Well, that's what you said. Well, this is Dale from the Dalectomy show on Blog Talk Radio also. But Amy said that she was going to she didn't have time to do her own show, so she was going to call you every once in a while to kind of bother you.
Well, you know what, Alan? She actually loved it so much, she's co-hosting another show with me. So she's full of it.
Well, she is full of it. That's true.
I'll be calling in September 11th.
She's addicted to it now, Alan. You've hooked her.
Well, when we kind of talked about joining me on the show, she says, well, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to say and how it's going to go. And I said, don't worry, it'll be fine. And sure enough, right? Painless.
Well, Alan, if you get a chance to listen to the show she was on, you are very lucky because she's not cutting you off and taking over your show.
Well,
talk about the UFO show.
Yes, let's talk about your UFO show. And when is that show, by the way?
It's tomorrow night. We have a comedian on with us, and we're actually doing an abduction show. And realistically, we're just having a laugh.
Which is great. I don't think any of our listeners would think you're actually abducting anyone.
No. I tried that, and apparently it's against the law.
Okay. I see it here. It's on 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
That's right.
And
it's hilarious. And I can tell you right now, it's hilarious because I wrote it. So
okay. Very good.
It's got to be funny.
You're from Canada, I see.
Yeah, I'm in Ottawa, the capital of Canada.
You're in Ottawa.
And so far, they've let me stay here, so
okay.
I'll hang around.
And I see here, Caraboob is, and if you go into your program guide, actually, you can put in comedy. He's one of the 33 comics we've got in our comedy genre. It's our number one space right now.
Oh, cool.
Comedy.
And Caraboob, yeah. Caraboob is from Moonbeam.
It's interesting.
Moonbeam, Ontario.
He is from Moonbeam, Ontario, Caraboob is.
Yeah.
Moonbeam, Ontario.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going
yeah,
to call
a, in. It's one of those towns that if you roll down the window, you miss it.
Right. What about 40, 50 people live there?
Oh, if that.
So how
else they have to go to the store?
How did you find Caraboob?
Caraboob came to Ottawa maybe 15 years ago. He'll probably correct me on this. And we've been best friends since. I mean, I felt sorry for him. I mean,
being a Caraboob.
So I became his friend, and so he's entertaining.
If you talk to Caraboob, it's a whole different story, though.
Oh, you will. Well, we're going to have to.
Yeah.
I mean, how is Caribou going to be interacting in this world of Blog Talk Radio here? I mean, this is a big platform that can be listened to around the world.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's great. I mean, we know people everywhere, so they can all listen.
Well, that's great. And I saw your show, and you kind of created this this space here where you talked about the Blog Talk Radio, which you had the promo button.
Yeah,
and I'm pimping you on my page, and our pages over at the Doodle are drawing so many people. They're all coming right back here at you, Alan.
Yeah, it's terrific.
So,
Alan, did you ever think you'd ever have another man say that you've been pimped?
No, I have not. I have not heard that.
Oh my God.
And I have never heard of Caribou nor Moonbeam Canada.
Caribou is good eating. Just hard to cook.
Well, it's really cool. I'm looking forward to it tomorrow night at 8:30. And what is the actual time? What time zone are you over there in Ottawa?
Well, we're an hour ahead of you.
The hour behind us, you mean?
No, you're the same time as us.
Are we? I'm 8:40, I think.
That's what it is. Then we are at the same time.
Oh my God! I lost an hour. I was abducted.
Well, are looking forward to your show.
Power.
We are going to look forward to your show tomorrow night for all of everyone listening here. This is the Dialectomy Show. It's tomorrow night at Blog Talk Radio at 8:30 p.m. And it's hosted by Dale D'Alessio.
And now you know.
Yeah, we'd appreciate the listeners.
And Amy's going to call into your show and bother you, she said.
Not tomorrow night.
Not tomorrow night.
I'm not going anywhere near the U.S.
Oh, which one are you going to be calling in and bothering him on?
September 11th, me and another writer, exiled to Colorado, will be calling in. And I'm not sure what Dialectomy has planned for that night, but I think he planned.
I'm getting a tattoo live on the air.
Well, we may have to put a webcam on that show, because that we'd have to see.
He's got one, actually. Yeah. He can Skype it.
Oh, he does? Okay.
Yeah.
No, we'll have pictures, though, on the website.
You'll have pictures. I see that.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I see guest Amy Domestico will be a guest on your show. Well,
you
Amy's
bet.
Been a terrific
She's going to be a regular.
Excuse me?
She's going to be a regular, Alan. You watch.
I think why not?
He's trying to get me to be a regular.
Well, she's going
to
be a media mogul. The largest literary website on the web today, and after this show, she'll be the least watched web. No,
oh, that's it. I'll let you guys finish up your show, and I'll go bother Carol.
All right, very good. So we're gonna. I'll have some people call in tomorrow, just so you have at least two listeners.
All right. Well, that's my mom and one other one.
All right, terrific.
Thanks a lot, Alan.
Speak to you.
Bye.
So now you get to see what I put up with every
day. Yeah. Well, you definitely don't live in the same country as he does, though.
Oh, no.
Right, okay.
No.
I mean, if that would be the case, that may be a bit difficult, but he's got a great sense of humor
and sounds
like a good show. So I want to thank you for joining me tonight on my show.
Thank you so much.
And I hope we can do a lot of stuff together with the Blue Doodle.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm excited by it, and as I said, if we can profile, we can do a Blue Doodle night of writers, and maybe we'll just do a block of them. We'll start at 7 and go to 11, and we'll do half hours, and each one can get on, and we could profile it and premiere it, create a host channel for each one of them.
Absolutely. I'll have to talk to you when I get back. I'll be away all this week. So
okay, fine.
It'll be we'll get back together, and I want to re-interview you also when things get rolling.
Yes, I hope so. I hope they will. I think they will.
Oh, I think you're doing great.
Yeah, I think we're listening to what people want to see and hear, and again, if the content comes in, that's what we want, and I think that's what's going to, people are committed to doing it. We'll do these shows. So, and I would be more than happy to from one media mogul to another.
Yes. Well, I did want to mention that.
Yes.
Today, when your show came up on the schedule, I went into my site meter, and we're getting hits on the Blue Doodle now from all over the world.
That's excellent.
All over the world. That's Turkey, France, Italy, Germany, Japan. And we get those once in a while, but today it was just a whole lot of them.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, that's terrific.
And I'll
attribute
that to Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's definitely a global platform. There's no question.
Absolutely.
So I think that's exciting. Again, if you have the opportunity to broaden your base globally and let your writers, the people, come to Blue Doodle.
Yep.
Terrific. You know, why not? So I'm glad that we're able to drive traffic your way, and I'm glad we had this chat, and and that's all it was, right? Just you and I chatting.
Absolutely.
And
coffee talk.
Yes, exactly. And thanks for joining me. And, when you get back, drop a note.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Okay. That was Amy Domestico from the Blue Doodle, who has been a new host on Blog Talk Radio with Dale. And she's obviously gotten some quite good traffic to her site. I profiled her for about a week. She's been on our homepage. Isn't that kind of neat, though? She's getting calls and from inquiries and hits from all over the world. It's amazing. Turkey and Belgium. I'm not shocked, but it is quite interesting and intriguing. So they're obviously doing something really well there. So I encourage you to go on the bluedoodle.com. Check the writers. They have all kinds of neat things going on there. And I want to thank them once again, both Dale and Amy, for joining us. Once again, we are live on Blog Talk Radio. We have a 60-minute show tonight. And the phone number to call is 347-677-0649. You can call me with a question. I have another 15 minutes or so left to the show. And I want to go over a few other things with you and with the audience here on Blog Talk Radio this night. And one of them is the Woman in the Blogosphere series. And the Woman in the Blogosphere series is really an exciting program that we launched at Blog Talk Radio. And I have to say that I have to give Jamie Minton complete congrats on this. She really did the whole job. I had focused on, even before we went live on the show, I knew there was a blogger conference, the Blog Her conference out in Santa Clara, before we went live, before, you know, when Blog Talk Radio was kind of on the drawing board. I knew that the show was taking place, which was fascinating, I thought. It was a conference of women bloggers. I mentioned this to Jamie, and we actually went out to the blogger conference. We really hadn't been up yet. Maybe we were up for 3 or 4 days before that conference. And Jamie went out and met with a lot of people. And Jamie came back really charged up about Blog Talk Radio and charged me up about Blog Talk Radio. So we created this Woman in the Blogosphere series. And what this Woman in the Blogosphere series is that we selected 20 blogs which are solely dedicated to women. That's right, 20 blogs solely dedicated to women. And as I talked earlier about the world of have and have-nots, I have to say from what I hear and what I read and what now how much I've learned is that women bloggers are have-nots in the world of the blogosphere. But at Blog Talk Radio, of course, they're not have-nots. And we are really excited about this Woman in the Blogosphere series. And I'd like to congratulate the 20 semifinalists that made it were selected by Blog Talk Radio. And tomorrow there will be 7 finalists, which will be announced. We've narrowed it down to 7. These sites will be profiled on Jamie's blog on Blog Talk Radio. And ultimately, the 3 winners will each receive $250 donated to the charity of their choice. The 3 top women bloggers. So we're really excited about that. I want to thank all the participants for participating and ultimately the winners. I want to congratulate them in advance. We'll probably profile some of the finalists and the winners on our blog show at a later date. So I want to congratulate everybody involved. It's really an exciting thing, and I've gone to some of the sites and we've created these little buttons where these bloggers have posted onto their pages. And we're happy to do that, and I hope they become hosts on Blog Talk Radio. I mean, ultimately, we'd like to see them use this platform to do what we want everyone to do with it, which is to communicate to their audience, to interact with their audience, to get feedback from their audience in a live manner, not necessarily an historical reference. And I know Larry tried to call in here, and Larry, if you want, you can pop in again. while I was kind of ranting about this woman in the blogosphere series here. And again, there's lots of stuff that I recommend you do when you come onto Blog Talk Radio. We've got a blog, which is at blogtalkradio.blogspot.com, and it's I have to admit, it's not one of the most well-linked blogs. In fact, if you go to Technorati and you want to find the only way you could find us is in my blog in particular is if you put blog with little authority. Now, I'm not going to take it personally to folks at Technorati, and hopefully someday we will have a little more authority. Actually, I think they break it down into four levels. No authority, a lot of authority, some authority. Right now, not much authority, but that's okay. I'll get there. And I have Larry calling, I believe, from 201. Hey, Larry, you're on the air, Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing
tonight? Let me just turn down the volume.
Yes.
Can you hear the volume in the background?
Yeah, I can hear it. Turn down your radio. I always wanted to say that, actually.
Turn down your
dial.
Okay, I just did. So, Alan, do you have any finance shows featured on your web?
We have. Actually, we have a show called Market Talk, which is on tonight at 9 o'clock. Trader Talk with Dave, shooting the breeze on trading, in fact. And he's got his own blog show at 9 o'clock tonight, and we actually don't have. I'd like to see a lot more of that. I mean, if you go to the host channel, you'll see that his segment tags are trading stocks, futures, swing, commodities. So he's got a show. He did one or two shows before, but I tell you, I'd love to see more shows on Blog Talk Radio about finance.
Now, is that listed on your featured shows?
It's not on the
How would I get that?
If you go into the programming guide, and
okay.
You'll see that it lists my show is on air. And then you've got the Gay Patriot Report, which we probably should call in and see how they're doing at the Emmy Awards. And then there's a travel show from Jerry, Where in the World Should I Go? That's Jerry's show, which is, by the way, travel is a perfect platform for perfect vehicle for Blog Talk Radio. You do a travel show. Yeah, I went to the Caribbean. I stayed at this hotel. I went to England. I stayed at that hotel. And it links to your blog. So the next show after that you see is Market Talk with Dave Johnson. But if you see the genre there is business. So if you ultimately want to search for business, you'll see how many shows are focused on business on Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Do they have to do they disclose in advance disclaimers like folks who get on to CNBC do and the Cramer Show and the other types of shows?
Well, I'm not quite sure. I haven't really listened to his show. He's just shooting the breeze. So that sounds to me like it's a fairly informal discussion. I think he's talking about certain trading techniques as opposed to talking about specific items that he'd like to talk, trade.
Oh, so does he speak about individual stock selections?
Yeah, he would do that. He would talk. No, he doesn't talk about stock selections. He talks about, trading and the commodities markets and so on. But I encourage you to listen to his show and see how it is.
Now, is there a way that you can have on this service three different people speaking at the same time through some sort of conference call capability, so you would have two or maybe even three callers at the same time communicating with you in a collaborative discussion?
Absolutely. In fact, just before I had Amy Domestico on, and we had three of us speaking. Dale was
on. All right,
on.
I did hear that. Okay, got it.
And that's three. We can actually accommodate five. So if I'm the host, or if you're a host on Blog Talk Radio, you can have four others who can be on the phone at the same time. Now, of course,
okay.
You could have unlimited listeners.
Now, one other question for you. Will the service allow, if I have a webcam, enable me to put my picture there and you can see me directly speaking rather than just hearing me audibly?
Well, someday we're going to do that, but first we have to figure out how many bloggers actually look good outside of their underwear. Because I have to say, it's one thing, having a blogger become, someone who can speak for a half hour, an hour, effectively, and communicate, that way, but it's another thing to kind of show a picture of them and have them on webcam for an hour. So that is a big step that we have yet to take. But I think Blog Talk TV may be in the cards someday. But right now, let's just focus on. I'm a little worried.
Even like callers in, so you could maybe post. I wonder if it would be interesting or detrimental if you would be able to, since I have a webcam on my computer, you could somehow project, not that I care about it, but maybe people would be interested in projecting themselves as callers in and participants in shows through a webcam so other people can visually see who's speaking.
I think you can do it, but I think the way we would do it is one of the ideas that we have here is creating private rooms where you want to have your business call. You can have a conference call using Blog Talk Radio when we create this private room, so you put in a PIN code. And if you want to do a conference call with five people, and we'll ultimately be able to increase that to larger numbers as we scale up here, then I could see webcam there, where you're doing a webcam in business. This can be used in a corporate environment, not just in, you know, the way it's being done now. So I think that's definitely possible. And, you know, we'll have to see how that goes. But right now, bloggers, you know, we're thinking about ways to get bloggers to take an hour out of their week and talk and engage people directly. Some bloggers, I spoke to this woman, Karen from Denmark, who's a very noted blogger. And she had indicated to me, she said, you know, a lot of bloggers they may not want to talk. They like to write. And you know, so, and I have to respect that, you know. It's clear that not everyone's for it. Now, taking it one step further is another thing. So we'll see about that.
What percentage of your shows are 30 minutes rather than 60?
Well, we just launched the 60-minute shows, and the 60-minute shows, you know, a lot of people, we actually created three levels. We have a 15-minute show, a 30-minute show, and a 60-minute show. And
could you break those down in percentage terms?
No, we haven't broken it down. We're seeing a lot more 60-minute shows. 15-minute shows are generally used for beta, people who kind of want to test out the system and see if it works. So that's what the 15-minute shows are. But one of the things that you'll note is that if you take a show, for example, we had a fantasy football show last Sunday. Guys were doing a draft on fantasy football using Blog Talk Radio. They had five people calling in. They had other people calling onto their cell phones, and the host was taking their picks. He must have had 30 people doing the draft. They were on the air. They were on for 5 hours. Remarkable.
And this was the way they communicated with each other, selected their teams, and
listened to it while it was going on.
Right.
So they listened. Yeah, I got Terrell Owens with this pick, and I got, you know, Eli Manning with that pick. So you have unlimited listeners, and they were able to conduct their draft. They were on for 5 hours. Now, they weren't on air for 5 hours where people could stream, but if once you're set, you're streaming and you're listening and that show's an hour, you can continue to stream until the show's over, and, of course, it's archived. So,
and as you said, you could have a private chat. Could you restrict the callers in?
Well, what's going to happen is that when we create these private rooms, you'll have a PIN number, and you'll put your PIN number. Whoever wants to gain access will put a PIN number, just like a regular conference bridge.
Right.
So you won't have unlimited listening capability. So that's kind of where we're going with this Blog Talk Radio, and I want to thank you for calling. My hour's just about up, actually. Maybe we could convince you to do a show one day.
We'll see about that. Maybe, down the road. Congratulations, Alan. Good luck with it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Nice speaking to you. And that was Larry calling in from the final state of New Jersey, where I'm located. And he mentioned a lot of good points, and I'm going to take some into advisement. I think this private room phenomenon would be really interesting at Blog Talk Radio, and it's one that we will do. The webcam, again, I think it's powerful, and we can do it, and we're going to build the capability to do it, but we have to be very careful with that. I'm a little nervous as to what may come across those live webcams, you know, with porn and other things and you know, material that's not quite suitable for all audience, let's just put it that. But nevertheless, you never know, and it could be quite exciting. So I think someday incorporating webcam may be interesting in the private room phenomenon, I think would probably be the first bet. So we're kind of winding down here on my show for Blog Talk Radio tonight. I will be doing another show, as I do on Wednesday night, and I have a guest who will be joining me on Wednesday night, and he's the host I had referenced to earlier in the day from the Say Anything blog, and I'll post that tomorrow, let everybody know. I generally do my shows at 8 o'clock, but on Wednesdays and Sundays, and if something exciting and comes up, I'll do another one. So I'll see you the next time on air, and thanks again for joining me on Blog Talk Radio.